Good afternoon. This is Rick Harmon. I just wanted to give you an update on things that are going on here with me and why there haven't been any updates on the Blind Geek Zone lately. Well, basically, I've just been busy. And I've had a number of new customers lately, and, you know, that's good. Clients are good. Helps me make money to survive. But it doesn't always give me time to work on the website, unfortunately. And I've tried a number of experiments that aren't exactly working out. We've tried BGZ Radio. Now, there's nothing wrong with BGZ Radio. It's working fine, except for the fact I've still got to figure out a way to get it working correctly in Windows 7 so that I can include JAWS so that can be heard, you know, when I'm demonstrating programs, things like that. So, that's still a problem because, unfortunately, my XP machine's getting old. It's over 6 years old now. And, having some audio card issues on it. I think the main output jack is going bad because I tend to get noise on it quite a bit when I plug in unplugged devices. Or not devices, but, you know, lines to speakers, things like that. And that's been a problem now for a while, and it's been causing some issues. And so that's really been limiting me because I have to use the XP machine right now to do my recordings. So hopefully, I'm going to find a solution that works out for me here on the Windows 7 side because, you know, that's where I'm going to stay and just one of those things that is limiting me right now. Those two things are the primary reasons, you know, clients, busyness, volunteer busyness. You know, I'm on the board, local blind center, I'm, you know, helping them out, you know, to some extent, you know, board meetings, things like that, working on their website, do a lot of stuff for Accessible World, and unfortunately, the computer problems are limiting me to some extent as to what I can help them with. So we're working on that, too. But it's just, you know, overall, it's just there's just not enough hours in the day sometimes. There's quite a few things I'd like to get demonstrated, actually. I have Apple TV here for, 2 months now. And that's a Apple set-top device that hooks to a newer digital TV through a digital connection and allows you to stream various content such as Netflix and iTunes and podcasts and various things like that. MLB baseball and NBA, or NBA, I'm sorry, basketball have just been added. Internet radio. There's a lot of stuff on it. It's interesting. I'm currently paying $7.99 a month for the Netflix streaming, and it's been interesting. There's not a lot of new content on there, but still, nonetheless, it's nice to be able to sit and watch something and know what show you're picking and the description of the show and things like that and have control over it. The Apple TV is totally accessible, so it's one thing I really would like to get demonstrated. Really need to continue work here on the Windows 7 podcast. I know I've put 3 parts out now. I need to get a 4th done. And definitely want to get that done. Messing around with Windows Live Mail 2011 on Windows 7, and need to do a presentation next month for Accessible World, so I that's going to be part of the Windows 7 series of podcasts, since that's where most people are probably going to be interested in knowing about it, since Windows 7 doesn't have email. Oh, let's see, what else? I'm sure there's plenty of other things. And that's another thing, too. I sometimes I get kind of burnt out. And I don't always have a lot to talk about. I need to get a couple podcasts up. I do have some stuff from Chase Crispin that he sent me a month or so ago. I desperately need to get that put up. So there are a few things to get out there. But as I was saying about the Blind Geeks on Radio before I kind of wandered off on a tangent, it's working fine, but we were and still are looking for others to participate on BGC Radio to do your own live casts and things like that. You know, there's plenty of room on Blind Geek Zone for others to participate. And we were doing that. Aaron Linson was doing some live podcasting for us, live casting, primarily on Tuesday afternoons. And we kind of had some difficulties there. Aaron was having some difficulties understanding what I wanted not done on a live cast, or a podcast for that matter, and we kind of went our separate ways because of that. You know, I have nothing personal against Aaron. I like Aaron. He's a nice guy. But he didn't really seem to understand that when I allow you to put something on my website, or I allow you to have a live cast, ultimately, I'm in a way totally responsible for that, because it's my website, you know. Rick Harmon is the owner of the Blind Geek Zone, and I'm totally responsible for the content I allow on my website or to go out through my radio, live radio podcasts. And, you know, one of the podcasts, live casts, you know, he had a guest on, and, you know, the guest was, you know, saying the F word and, you know, other bad words. Well, you know, we don't really like that here. You know, I understand language gets used every day out in the real world, and that's fine. But here on the Blank Geek Zone, I like to keep it clean. You know, hey, I'm no saint. I cuss myself all the time, you know, and I'm not afraid to use the F word. So don't think I'm a saint. I'm not. What it is we have a wide variety of audience here, looking for content on the Blank Geek Zone, and foul language, just, you know, in my opinion and a lot of other people's opinions, doesn't make things look professional. So, you know, I just, you know, I'm not saying it could never be done, but, you know, I don't want to do it, and I really don't prefer it. But that wasn't the biggest problem, actually. I had a couple of people come to me and tell me that the NVDA podcast that was put up in January was talking about using the Eloquence Crack for, NVDA, which, you know what, I really don't care what anybody personally uses for their synth, whether it's legal or not for NVDA, but if it's something that's going to be posted on the website, then I have to be responsible and not allow things to be talked about like that are illegal, potentially. You know, since this Eloquence was essentially stolen out of Jaws and tweaked in some ways to function under NVDA. You know, that's illegal. You know, Nuance owns Eloquence, you know, so, you know, it's illegal to run NVDA on something you don't have a license to run it for. And the folks over at the NVDA project, Jamie Tay, sorry if I'm messing up your last name, Jamie. You know, I basically said, okay, here's the situation. You know, we got a podcast up on the website. It contains this and that. You know, what would you like me to do? And Jamie said, well, I respectfully request that you take the podcast down. And a number of other people said, nah, leave it up there. But, you know, hey, if the guys at NVDA are going to ask me to do something, you know, I'm going to respect their wishes. Like I said, what anybody does in private is none of my business. I don't care if you crack jaws or whatever you do in your own private. But if you're going to do it on a Blank Geek Zone, you're going to talk about it and whatever, then that becomes public and becomes my responsibility. As I said, I am responsible for the content on the website. And I could have just left it up there, but, you know, I don't like getting complaints, and I'd like to respect the wishes of the people at NVDA. So that's what happened there. And Aaron really didn't understand the issue and the problem, and he got rather upset and, you know, did some things. And so, and that's neither here nor there. I don't, you know, like I said, I don't have anything personal against Aaron. I like Aaron, but, you know, unfortunately, Aaron's not going to be on Blank Geek Zone any longer. And I've had a number of people asking me where the podcast and the livecast went, and so that's the explanation of that. That's where it went. It unfortunately will not be back on. Now, Aaron is doing some work somewhere, through Podbeam or whatever it is, I believe. And you can follow him on Twitter as a Blind Podcaster. And you know, you can get his podcasts and stuff if you want them through there. I'm sure he'll be happy to let you know where they're at. But unfortunately, we've parted our ways here at the Blank Geek Zone, and he will no longer be here and won't be back in the future unless something really, really drastically changes. Trying to get somebody else, as I said a couple of times now, his name is Mike. I don't know his last name. He's a Unix guy. He's been wanting to do some live casts demonstrating how, from step one, you know, to get Unix up and running on the system, and, you know, do this weekly for a half an hour or whatever, and go through a lot of podcasts and show us how to use Linux. So, hoping to still get that started, and I need to talk to Mike again. He said the end of April. So hopefully that's still maybe going to be the case, and I hope so. But anyways, I guess I'll put out the call again. If you would like to participate on the Blind Geek Zone, you'd like to do a live cast, we've got all the spots in the world open right now. All I ask is that you're serious about what you want to do. You understand how to follow guidelines, and you don't do things that are illegal. That's basically all I'm asking. Other than that, you know, the subject you pick to livecast about is totally up to you. As long as it isn't music or anything like that, we're not going to do music due to limitations. You know, royalties and junk like that, that whether I like it or not, I have to abide by it. But anything other than that, you know, as long as it's legal, you know, if you're interested, you know, give me a holler and contact me at rharman@blind-geek-zone.net or webmaster@blind-geek-zone.net, and we'll see what we can do. If you're really serious about it and you're interested, I'd love to have you here. Other than that, just the same old's going on. So I really just wanted to let everybody know what was going on, why there haven't been any updates. There's quite a few things I need to get updated on the website. I got a lot of links to add to the links page. Things like that that I just haven't had time to really to play with. We're still looking to move to a Linode, and you know, that's still in the future for Blind Geek Zone, is to get onto a Linode to do it for our hosting. And that's a virtual Linux box where we would have total control over the website and all of that. Maybe even do shoutcasting and stuff from it, so you didn't have to pay another place to do the streaming. That's a possibility at some point. And so, you know, that's just kind of what's going on. And I hope everybody understands that just sometimes we can't always get things up in a timely manner, and I do apologize for that. And I just wanted to let you kind of know why that was happening and what was going on. I've had a number of people ask on the Blind Geek Zone mailing list out of Yahoo Groups. And so, there you go. And hopefully, like I said, there'll be a couple of podcasts here pretty soon. I really, really would like to next week, possibly next Thursday, which would be shoot, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, I think. I would like to do a Blind Geek Zone live cast, so I'll try and make a decision on that as soon as possible. I would like to demonstrate the Apple TV on that live cast, so stay tuned. If you're on Blind Geek Zone mailing list, be sure to check there. I'll announce it a couple of days in advance. Up on the blog, blind-geek-zone.blogspot.com is where the Blind Geek Zone blog is at. I'll post something up there a couple of days in advance of it. On Twitter, my Twitter is @ Rickster the Geek, RicksterTheGeek. If you want to follow me there, I'm always announcing things there earlier than anywhere else about what's going on the website. So you want to follow me there, or at Blind Geek Zone, BlindGeekZone. The only thing I post on there is just what's going on the website from time to time. My personal account is Rickster the Geek, so you might want to follow that one to hear the most of what I have to say, good and bad. So, all right. Thanks for listening. And like I said, hopefully we'll have some stuff here. But anybody that wants to help out, let me know. If you got a podcast, let me know. I've been a little slow at getting podcasts up, and I apologize for that. I know Chase Crispin has a couple of them that I do need to get up. I'm going to try and get those up this weekend, because I do appreciate people sending me stuff. And Chase is a great, great kid, and he, you know, he's always helping me with stuff and presenting things. So thanks a lot. And like I said, anybody else that wants to help out, I'd appreciate the podcast. Or if you want to do it live, let me know and we can work something out. So, all right. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you again very soon.